Hi, my name is Violet.
Hi, my name is Reed. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Reed, Violet, and Jade for helping with today's introduction. We're at the Springfield Library and so happy to be here. My name is Julie Berry, and I'm the host of Check It In, Check It Out. We are coming to you this afternoon from 105.9 FM Radio De Brigg in downtown Elmer, Ontario. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the bear in our first story. He is playing the piano. Yes, he is. I know it seems impossible, but I am serious. Prepare to be amazed.
Our first story today will be The Bear and the Piano by David Litchfield.
One day in the forest, a young bear cub found something he'd never seen before. What could this strange thing be, he thought. Shyly he touched it with his stubby paws. The strange thing made an awful sound, so the bear left. But the next day, he came back. And the day after that, too. And for days and weeks and months and years, until eventually the sounds that came from the strange thing were beautiful, and the bear had grown big and strong and grizzly. When the bear played, he felt so happy. The sounds took him away from the forest, and he dreamed of strange, wonderful lands. It wasn't long before the other bears in the forest were drawn to the clearing. Every night, a crowd gathered to listen to the magical melodies coming from the bear and the strange thing. Then one night, a girl and her father came across the clearing. They told the bear that the strange thing was a piano, and the sounds it made were music. "Come to the city with us," they said. "There is lots of music there. You can play grand pianos in front of hundreds of people and hear sounds so beautiful they will make your fur stand on end." The bear knew that if he left the forest, the other bears would be very sad, but he longed to explore the world beyond the woods, to hear more wonderful music, and to play bigger and better than before. And before long, the bear's name was up in big, bright lights in the big, bright city. He played sold-out concerts in giant theaters. Every night he performed with such passion and such grace to wild applause and standing ovations and huge admiration. The bear recorded albums that went platinum. He was interviewed for magazines.
Tune in at 8 p.m. for our exclusive interview with the bear just back from his sold-out European tour.
He won awards. He met new people every day and created headlines everywhere he went.
Tickets for the bear playing Beethoven's
Bear is
fifth.
Back in Toronto at Massey Hall for one night only. Tickets are going fast.
The city was everything he had hoped it would be, but deep down, something tugged at the bear's heart. He had fame and awards and all the music in the world, but he missed the forest. He missed his old friends. He missed his home. Will Bear go home to his friends in the forest, or will he stay in the bright lights of the city? Borrow The Bear and the Piano by David Litchfield and find out. Learning a musical instrument isn't easy. Bear had to practice for days and weeks and months and years. When many of Reed's friends started playing musical instruments, Reed decided he'd learn to play something too, so he chose the drums.
What's the hardest thing about playing the drums?
Using a steady beat.
How do you do that?
Well, there's a bass drum, and then you just have to keep kicking it at the same rhythm while you're playing all the other drums on top.
That sounds hard.
It is.
Okay. Reed has pointed out that this background to our short conversation isn't drums exactly, but cymbals. Cymbals are usually one of the percussion instruments that a drummer has in his drum kit. Here's a short sample of all the instruments being used by a professional drummer at once. Reed isn't quite here yet, but he's just beginning. Reed's sister Violet is interested in a different musical path.
I would like to play them the violin and piano.
I am very curious about the future of this household if these two musicians continue on their musical paths. Reed and Violet's little sister Jade didn't mention what instrument she might want to play when she's a little older. Jade helped us out, though, with a couple of what-ifs. That's right, I said what-ifs. And what you may ask is a what if? Well, that's what our next story is all about. Here's Jade to give us a clue about what ifs.
When did the sun stop shining? What if my dream breaks?
Our next book today is The What Ifs, written by Emily Kilgore, illustrated by Zoe Parisco.
Cora was a nervous girl, always jumpy, always on edge, always wondering if something bad was going to happen. Because of this, the What Ifs loved her. Heavy, lumpy and grumpy, the what-ifs are everywhere. In bright rooms and dark corners, in busy hallways and hushed libraries, in big cities and small towns. They slink in from unknown places and swiftly attach themselves to people when they least expect it. Then they whisper a question, so quietly, so softly, so gently, that the person usually doesn't know the what-ifs are there at all. From the moment the sun first peeked through her window in the morning to the time she pulled a warm quilt over her head at night, Cora's what-ifs followed her every move. Many people think about their what-ifs for a moment or two, but they can briskly brush them off. Cora, though, could not. It didn't matter if the what-ifs questions were silly or frightening, likely or impossible. As soon as Cora thought about them, the what-ifs grabbed hold of her.
What if my dog runs away? What if I forget my homework? What if the sun stops shining? What if my crayon breaks?
1 week, Cora had more what-ifs than usual. Her piano recital was just days away. Even though she had practiced and perfected her song, the what-ifs started creeping in.
What if my fingers shake? What if I make a mistake? What if nobody comes? What if too many people come?
By the day of her recital, the weight of the what-ifs felt unbearable. Cora stood backstage, anxiously awaiting her turn to perform. The longer she waited, the more what-ifs appeared, each one grabbing hold and weighing her down more than the last.
What if I trip on stage? What if the bench is too tall? What if the pedals are squeaky? What if I start coughing? What if I play the wrong notes? What if nobody claps?
Cora, a small voice whispered. Are you all right? Oh, great, Cora thought. What if Stella thinks I'm a crybaby? What if she doesn't understand? It's nothing, was all Cora could muster before a tiny sob escaped from her thinly pressed lips. It doesn't sound like nothing, Stella said. Cora took a deep breath and said in a hushed voice, I just have too many what-ifs. They make me imagine bad things that could happen. Like, what if I mess up? Or what if I sneeze during my song? Everybody gets what-ifs, Cora. Just a minute ago, I asked myself, what if Cora's sad and I can help? Listening to Stella, Cora started to wonder. I wish mine were like that. My what-ifs are bad, Cora looked down. Do you ever have good what-ifs? Stella asked. I didn't even know there were good ones, Cora whispered. Of course there are, Stella said. Like, what if there's chocolate cake after our recital? Or, what if I play better than ever? Cora chimed in. Cora suddenly felt her what-ifs begin to change. The heavy, lumpy, and grumpy what-ifs slowly slunk away, while new ones arrived in their place. Just then, the teacher announced it was Cora's turn. Cora walked out to the piano without tripping. The bench was just the right height. Her hands quivered as they hovered over the piano keys. But then she sat down and began to play. And the bad what-ifs slowly continued to disappear until... She hit the wrong note. If you want to find out what happens to Cora and whether the what-ifs are coming back, whether she gets chocolate cake at the end of the recital, you'll have to borrow The What-Ifs by Emily Kilgore from the library near your house. Both Reed and Violet came to Springfield Library this afternoon prepared to tickle both of your funny bones. Here's Reed.
What is a tree's least favorite book of the Bible?
Acts.
And here's Violet.
What is a whale's favorite candy? Blubber gum.
Check it in, check it out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Kelmer, Ontario. And thank you to all the folks at Radio DuBrigg for putting our show on the air.
You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio DuBrigg on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5.
We love it when you listen.
That's it for Check It In, Check It Out for another week. Thanks to Reed, Violet, and Jade for their help in putting the show together. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening and have yourselves a wonderful week.
Good day and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglaicht. Ax and Mary Ham, an actual by the Elmer Library. Vihatna Library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack dai voti van forn, de zant ola nu oop. De oop ne stun zant on de library dairn te zijn. Ye can a foon, nendot foonama as, fief eint neing, zas droi eint, eint fire zas null, extension eint null neing, van jut nog my information failed. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tum junt en juna familia, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.